Mike Gracek, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Hi, thanks for inviting me.
Is it tough emotionally to be in that room?
For me, you never want to lose sight of why you are there. As a reporter covering it for the AP, at least, you can't get caught up in that emotion. And without being insensitive, I compare it to covering an athletic event like a football game or a basketball game where somebody does something at the end, at the last second, and it's very emotional for all the fans involved. You watch what goes on, you take notes of what's happening, and you come out and you do your work. You write your story and you move on.
Of all those times in the death chamber, is there one moment that stands out?
There have been at least two instances where the needle popped out of the inmate's arm. The first time, I'm standing like 3 or 4 feet away from him, and there was no separation other than a rail, and you look at the inmate. And I saw this liquid come spurting out, kind of like out of a water fountain. It's almost in slow motion as I remember it. And you wonder, gee, what if this touches me? You know, is this dangerous or whatever? I mean, we're dealing with a lethal drug or a combination, at least. Those are the things that you remember that come up. There was an inmate who spit out a handcuff key that he had been hiding in his mouth all day, apparently. He gave his final statement, and then we were watching, and the key comes dribbling out of his mouth. There also was an inmate who, as his very last statement, sang the hymn Silent Night. And I get asked a lot about, well, how long does this take? And what I tell folks is that, well, if you sing the Christmas hymn Silent Night to yourself and you get to the verse Round Yon Virgin Mother and Child, that's it.
You're in that tiny room, often crowded in next to the grieving families of victims. That has to be one of the most challenging parts of this. How do you handle that?
The challenge is trying to get them to talk about the case. And I made the mistake once of talking to the widow of a slain police officer and say, you know, I think I know what you're going through, and I'm trying to convince her to talk. And she fired back at me, no, you don't. And I was crying and very emotional. And she was right. I don't know what it's like to lose a loved one, you know, in such a horrific fashion. And I hope I never do. And it'd be nice if no one ever did. But ever since that, and that happened early in my tenure as a prison reporter, and I really think of that all the time when I talk to relatives of murder victims. You just try to do your best and be sensitive. And if they don't want to talk, you just let it lie.
You're Catholic, and the church pledged this month to work for the abolition of the death penalty. How do you balance your faith, your personal beliefs, and what you've seen over and over again in Huntsville?
You know, that's a struggle. I try to keep them separate. There's a biblical passage where leave to Caesar things that are Caesar and leave to God things that are God, and I can be comfortable with that. So that's kind of how I deal with it.
Do you think we'll ever see a day where there won't be a death penalty?
I don't know. Certainly, we've been through that once before, in the mid-60s, and the court threw out capital punishment for almost a decade, then reinstated it. I don't know what's going to happen. If there's a history of people wrongly being put to death, that would raise certainly a lot of questions as to what they're doing, whether it's proper, and that could be the impetus for getting rid of it. But then you have cases that are so horrific that there's a public outcry also, and certainly lawmakers respond to public opinion where they demand the death penalty.
So, Mike, you're technically retired now, but you'll be in Huntsville on September 12th when the next execution is scheduled. Why keep going back?
The Associated Press has agreed that I could continue reporting for them on these days. I won't be following the cases as closely. I think I would miss writing and reporting if we just totally turned off the spout.
That's Mike Gracek talking with us from Huntsville. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.